I'm Charlie Max.
From the Bro Radio newsroom, I'm Austin Sparks. A black journalist and presenter has criticised people querying her ability to speak Welsh because of her skin colour. Saren Jones from Cardiff doubts that she's the only person of colour to experience Welsh speakers switching to English when talking to her. Actress Marley Ann Rees has likewise criticised unconscious bias, stating that inclusivity is the best way to spread the Welsh language. Simon Cowell honoured a school choir in Cardiff after making a surprise appearance. 70 boys at Ysgol Glantaf believed they were singing at the unveiling of a statue, only for the Britain's Got Talent host to reveal that the group would be auditioning on his show. The choir group were led by former X Factor contestant Lloyd Macy, who nominated them for the audition. The lists for the upcoming Senate election in May have been officially confirmed over the weekend. Over 675 candidates have put themselves forward across Wales, with 43 individuals representing parties or standing as an independent, appearing on the lists for both Pen y Bont, Bron y Gannoch and Caerdydd Pennaf. In each constituency, political parties were allowed to name up to 8 candidates to stand in the election, with individual candidates can also stand as independents. There's a full list of who's standing in your area at broradio.fm/election. A campaign has been launched in support of a Pennaf restaurant following an investigation. Sid's restaurant and bar had set up a temporary outdoor area ahead of the summer that Vale Council believe was installed without planning permission. A change.org petition has since been launched supporting Sid's, stating that there's no objection to the outdoor area and for the council to allow its installation. The petition currently sits at 529 signatures. Over 60 residents in Penmark turned up for the relaunch of the Six Bells Inn's restaurant. The Six Bells Inn had closed 8 years ago, but locals had continued to fight for its reopening until they finally got their wish. In sport, the Welsh Rugby Union is set for an extraordinary general meeting tonight amidst its current crisis. Despite the announcement of Richard Collier's Keywood's departure in July, the chair could still face a no-confidence vote this evening.
with you. Ooh, yeah, all I know and all I am is you.
This is Bro Radio, the Vale's local radio station, and it's your Monday night sports show here at Bro Radio with me, Mike Fowler. What I've got to look forward to on today's show. So we're going to see how your Vale football team's got on in domestic league action. We're going to have a look at the Elite Hockey League and see how the Cardiff Devils got on in their playoff game. We're also going to be looking at the domestic rugby from around the Vale. And Jasmine caught up with two Vale residents who are embarking on an epic journey. All that and more here to come at Bro Radio.
Buster, he sold the heat with a rock steady beat.
An earthquake is erupting, but not in Orange Street. A ghost dance is preparing, you got to help us with your feet. If you're not in the mood to dance, step back, grab yourself a seat. This may not be uptown Jamaica, but we promise you a treat. Bust a bummy over with your boulder stance, shuffle me off my feet. Even though I'll keep on running, I'll never get to Orange Street. So I say there's nothing left to say for the man who set the beat. So I'll leave it up to you out there to get him back on his feet. Bust a throw me over with your bogus bands, shuffle me off my feet. Even though I'll keep on running, I'll never get to Orange Street.
Is your Monday Night Sports Show with me, Mike Fowler, and we're going to kick off the action here with how your Vale teams have been getting on with football action from around the Vale. First of all, in the Cymru Premier, Barrytown United, they had a bit of a break, but they do have their final game of the regular season. That's on Saturday at home against TNS. And also in the Cymru South, Llantwit Major and Caer Ely both weren't in action this last weekend, but on Saturday they both got home games, with Llantwit Major taking on Cambrian United, and Caer Ely, they're at home to Pontypridd United, and Caer Ely are still in the hunt for potential promotion to the Cymru Premier. Also, Ely Rangers in their league, they didn't have a game, but they are again playing on Saturday, and they are at home to Porthcawl. But Dinas Powys did play, and they beat Penygroeg 2-0 at home. Tematope Edokunle with the first goal of the game, and then in the second half, Gareth Emmanuel doubled the lead from the spot. So that result leaves Dinas Powys still top of the table, and they next host Watchtown on Saturday. And Cardiff Airport were also in action, and they lost 3-0 at home to Enniskerrin. Their three first half goals, one from Bradley Crooks and two from Joe Humphreys, were enough to see the victory for Enniskerrin here. And that result leaves Cardiff Airport now sitting ninth in the league. And they've got a couple of weeks break now before they return to action, where they travel to Cardiff Corinthians. And just sticking with the football action, on Tuesday at Jenner Park, Wales over 75s take on England over 75s. Tim and Jimmy did pop in and mention it here to us at Bro Radio. And that game kicks off at 1:30, and that's in aid of prostate cancer awareness, where all the money there raised is going towards such a fantastic cause. So if you want to see some great football action and a Wales and England game and want to donate to a great cause, then look at that. That's tomorrow. That's at Jenner Park at 1:30. And also at Jenner Park last Friday, the Barrytown United ladies vets team played their very first game, and that was a friendly against Cambrian ladies vets team as well, and it was a really good game there as well. Unfortunately, they didn't win, and the final score was 3-2 to Cambrian, but it was a really good game, and from what I've seen there with the players they've got and the support they had from the stands as well, I can just see that team going from strength to strength. So we look forward to seeing what the Barrytown United ladies vets team get up to next as they progress. But up next here at Bro Radio, we're going to have a look at how your Vale teams got on with their rugby matches.
Your lover, I don't wanna be your fool. Pick me up whenever you want it. Throw me down when you're through. 'Cause I've learned more from what's missing. It's about me and not about you. I know I made some bad decisions, but my last one was you. Next to you I know lies, lies, lies. How it feels when love dies, dies, dies. And you taught me goodbye, bye, bye. How to know when it's over, when it's over. You don't know love till it tears up your heart and cuts in it. Leaves you with scars you're still feeling. You don't know love, you don't know love. You say I
Next time you need a room for a get-together, a board meeting, or that next big event, talk to the YMCA in Barry. As we've flexible spaces in a great location, we've rooms for small meetings, large conferences, and everything in between. YMCA Barry is great value too. We're easy to get to, we've plenty of on-site parking, we can even sort the catering. To make your event a success, book now at ymcabarry.org.uk.
At Greenlinks Community Transport, we provide a reliable, professional and friendly travel service for individuals and community groups across the Vale of Glamorgan. For hospital visits and shopping trips to meeting up with friends or relatives. And we now need volunteer drivers aged 21 or over to join us. We offer free training, an excellent working environment with hours to suit you and an opportunity to give something back to your community. For details or how to apply, see valeofglamorgan.co.uk and search Greenlinks.
Are you a small business owner or an entrepreneur? TL Systems are specialists in supporting sole traders and small businesses with their IT and telephone needs. We'll supply your internet, phone, office, security and web hosting, and then back it all up so your data is safe. Our rates are very affordable for you as a small business owner. We can supply everything and give you peace of mind with a maintenance contract from as little as £30 per month. TL Systems. Call us for a chat on 01446 747 702. Pop into our shop at the bottom of Halton Road, Barry, or visit tlsystems.co.uk.
Get the latest traffic and travel on the Bro Radio app or at broradio.fm/travel.
Powered by DG Window Services, a family-run business with 30 years' experience. Just search DG Window Services online.
You're beautiful, that's for sure. You'll never, ever fade. You're lovely, but it's not for sure. I won't ever change. And though my love is great, and though my love is even after all these years, years, and it pains me so much to tell that you don't know me that way, yeah, yeah, yeah. And though my love is great,
This is your Monday Night Sports Show here with me, Mike Fowler. We're going to have a look at how your Vale teams have been getting on domestically with the rugby. And we're going to start with Division 1 East Central, where Penarth were in action and they drew 20 points all against Abercynon. Now, Penarth are currently sitting fourth in the table and they've got a game still to come with Cambrian Welfare. Now, that's an important game, because currently Barry are sitting in 8th in Division 1 East Central and they are played all their games, but Cambrian Welfare still have two games in hand over Barry, and they're only 3 points behind, so Penarth can really do Barry a favour there by beating Cambrian Welfare and hope making sure that they don't score any bonus points to give a chance to keep two Vale teams in Division 1 East Central. Moving into Division 2, so Cowbridge, they're currently sitting fourth in Division 2 East Central, and they had a 28 points all draw with Llantyrtyd Vardra at home, and they've got two games coming up this week. So on Wednesday they're away to Porth Harlequins, and on Saturday they're home to Rubina. And in Division 3 East Central, you've got Llantyrtyd Major, who are currently sitting in 4th place, and Dinas Powys, who are sitting in 8th. And Dinas Powys, they did, unfortunately, they lost 17 points to 5 against Ferndale. And on Saturday, Llantyrtyd Major do have a home game against Gilvacoch. And in Division 5 East Central, Open Arthians, they're sitting 6th in the table, and they won 28-24 to Glenoch, and they are next on Saturday away to Llandrinod Wells. So it's getting exciting for your Vale teams in the domestic league action. But also in rugby, we've had the opening weekend now of the Women's Six Nations. Wales were at home to Scotland and unfortunately went down 19 points to 24, but I would say that it was a captivating game of rugby there. Fortunately, it was for Wales, it was a lot better than the last time the two sides met, and I think it was something like 38 points to 8 in the World Cup on there. But it was a good performance, and this is Sean Lynn now. He's got his first campaign. So last year, Six Nations, he came in with only a couple of weeks' notice on there. But this time, he's had a full season to build up there, and it was a promising performance there. Wales did lead at halftime, 12 points to 10, but yeah, unfortunately, were just edged out by Scotland there, and it was really exciting end of the game as well, because Scotland did in the 80th minute they took a kick for a penalty that would have mean Wales would have been outside the losing bonus point, but they actually pulled it wide and Wales caught the ball in their own in goal area and did try running it up the pitch, and it was like 8 to 12 phases and they didn't seem to get out of their 22. Then there was a bit of a break, and then Wales had a penalty and they kicked a touch, and they had played about 6 or 7 minutes of time added, and unfortunately from the line out the ball ended up sort of being mishandled and ending out up in touch. So it wasn't the victory, but anyone who watched it could see that it was a much better performance there. And it doesn't get much easier though for the Wales Women's Six Nations team, as on Saturday at 3:35, now that's, yeah, that is correct, it's 3:35, it's a bit of an odd time there, they actually take on France, and again that's at home. France, and you know, they're kind of the them and England are kind of the two top teams in the Six Nations Championship, in the Women's Six Nations there as well. So it's going to be interesting. I mean, as we said, Wales do have a losing bonus point there, so they're currently sitting fourth then in the league table, there with their 1 point. So Ireland and Italy are currently sitting behind Wales there, and I think it's looking more promising. France, let's just see what happens there, hoping for a good performance, and then sort of England, Ireland and Italy still to come. But anything like me, love the rugby, love the Six Nations, and the women's Six Nations are certainly living up to the bill as well. But next on Bro Radio, we've got one of our local music playlists, and this is White Sands by Guilty Party. White Sands is a stripped back crisp lo-fi surf rock track mixing wistful vocals, guitars and upfront drums, all scrappily holding it all together for the chance of a peep behind the grey curtain of modern life. That was White Sands by Guilty Party. So we're going to have a look now at how the Cardiff Devils have been getting on in the playoffs of the Elite Hockey League. So they were playing to a two-leg quarter-final against the Coventry Blaze. First one was on Saturday, and then the second, the return leg, then was on Sunday. So in the away leg for the Devils, they edged ahead of that playoff, and they won 2-1. So the Blaze struck first when Gia Vertanen teed up Grayson Constable to put the home side's noses in front in the first period, but the Devils levelled early in the second when Christoph Konshoff and Cole Sanford combined for Evan Mosey to find the net before Kontos went on from provider to scorer to give the visitors the lead, and they held that in a scoreless third period. So then they took the return leg then, so the Devils were leading 2-1, and in the second leg of that quarter final, the Blaze came to Cardiff, and The Devils won. They're 4-1, so they edged them out 6-2 over on aggregate there. And Cohen Olszewski set the tone for the Devils with the opener timed at 39 seconds, and Josh McDonald added the second. Joey Martin and Riley Brandt added their names to the scoreboard as the Devils led 4-0 on the evening going into the final period. Boyson's effort rewarded Blaze, but it was too little too late as their season came to a close. And it's really exciting as well, in the playoffs because Belfast, they had a surprise exit after they lost 3-1 in their second leg to Glasgow Clan, and that leaves the Devils now as the top seeds in the semi-finals as they look for their first domestic trophy in 4 years. So the winner of the semi-final, the Devils are playing Glasgow Clan, who finished 8th in the regular season, will face either the Sheffield Steelers or the Manchester Storm in the next Sunday's final. And the Devils, they've been going great guns into that. I think they won 8 of their last 9 games going into the playoffs. A bit of a surprise that the top of the league had a surprise exit, so Belfast Giants are out, and the teams left, I mean the Devils have beaten all the teams left in the playoffs there, so we're hoping now that it's a good semi-final and final, and they're all being held in Nottingham next weekend where they play the semi-finals and they play the finals and the third and fourth place playoffs as well, so it's looking positive that the Devils will get their first domestic trophy there as well. And as I said, it's been a really exciting season in the Elite Hockey League with the ice hockey as well. And again, I mean, it's not long left for that season. So as of next weekend, the hockey season will be over. But as one sports season finishes, another sports season starts. And with all the nice weather that we're having, we start sort of the more outdoor summery sports. And it's already started with some of the cricket. So there's not been a huge amount of cricket action at the moment, but some of your Vale teams have been in action. And Vale County Cricket, their first 11 beat Whitchurch and Heath's first 11 by 6 wickets. And on Saturday, the Vale's third 11, they're away to Whitchurch and Heath's third 11. And on Sunday, the Vale firsts at home to Penarth seconds, and that's going to be at Corntown. And Penarth's firsts, they haven't been in action last weekend, but they do start some action this weekend coming up. And their firsts are away to Chepstow on Saturday, and as we know, Penarth seconds, they're going to be taking on the Vale firsts on Sunday, as I said, in Corntown. So we're starting to get into our sort of the summer sports now as well. So here at Pro Radio, we will be bringing you the action from the cricket as well. But we've still got coming up here at Pro Radio, we've still got Jasmine's chat with 2 Vale residents. And we're going to let you know on how you can get in touch with me here at Pro Radio if there's a sports team or club that you feel needs a little bit of a mention here at Pro Radio.
Pro Radio.
For quality car parts at low prices, head to LMF Motorfactors on Main Street, Barry. Whatever parts you need, brake pads and batteries, to oil and accessories, our experienced team will find what you need. LMF Motorfactors is an independent company that values the business of our local community, and we're determined to keep the Vale on the road for less. LMF Motorfactors, visit us today on Main Street, Barry. Why go anywhere else?
Install Skip Hire are one of the leading skip hire, tipper and grab lorry companies in the Vale, offering a range of waste disposal solutions across South Wales. Our specialists have over 20 years' experience, so you can be assured of excellent customer service. But don't just take our word for it. Check out our 5-star rating on Facebook. We also offer eco-friendly disposal options, converting 95% of our waste into renewable energy, so you can rest easy knowing your waste doesn't go to waste. Find out how Install Skip Hire can help you on 01446 421 072.
Hair loss doesn't just change how you look. It can change how you feel in your own skin. And for many women, it affects confidence far more than people realise. At Bespoke Aura, we specialise exclusively in non-surgical hair restoration for women. Our mesh integration systems are custom fitted for partial to advanced hair loss, including alopecia and post-chemo regrowth. If you've reached the point where enough is enough, book a private free consultation at bespokeaura.co.uk and find out what's actually possible.
Matthew Johnson and Dominic Simpson are set to take on an extraordinary challenge in support of Brain Research UK. They'll be covering more than 200 miles from Heath Hospital in Cardiff to London, taking on the distance over 8 days for a cause that's deeply personal to both of them. You are running 200 plus miles from Cardiff to London on April the 18th, supporting Brain Research UK. Tell us about the challenge and what you guys are taking on.
The plan initially came that we were going to do a marathon together. But I think at the time we were both probably in marathon shape, so I thought, let's taken a step up and run from Cardiff. So the idea to go from the Heath is from it's where my wife's life was saved. So she suffered a ruptured brain aneurysm. And due to the amazing doctors in the Heath, they managed to save her life. So the idea of the start location is from the Heath. And also Dom lost his father to a brain tumour. So together the plan is to make our way to London to the start of the marathon, get there in one piece.
Yeah, it's an incredible story. What will the toughest part of the challenge be, do you think?
Well, from my side, I think it's the middle of it is that I'm worried about, I think, is kind of getting up, going on really sore legs. And like we'd have had each other's company for quite a long time. and sticking it through them, because it's still going to be quite a long way to go. I'm hoping that when we get towards the end, it's like, you know, it's only 1 or 2 days left, and you kind of that will keep us going. But yeah, I mean, I've never done any, well, neither's Math, but we haven't been anywhere near this kind of volume of running. So we can try as hard, train as hard as we want, but I don't think you can replicate it.
Yeah, I think like logistically, it's been very hard to plan as well, hasn't it? So
yeah,
obviously when we've run marathons and ultras in the past, there's aid stations and all kinds of support throughout the event. So this one, we've had to like get crews together for different days, make sure we're stocked up on all the right carbohydrates, foods, getting all our dinners ready, our breakfasts.
I see. Yeah, so a lot more planning involved with this challenge that you're taking on. Why is the work for Brain Research UK so important to you guys?
I mean, from my point of view, it's as Matt said, I lost my dad. He was only 64 at the time. He was a dentist, and he was diagnosed whilst he was still working. And the type of tumor he had was quite an aggressive one. So he died within a year and a half of the diagnosis. So, I mean, I think a lot of what they do as well is a Brain Research UK is kind of support people around that as well. And I think it's quite obviously there's the obvious things like trying to get cures for tumors or treatments for the cancers and things like that, but to kind of ways to support, you know, the families and things like that as well, I think it would be really important.
See, what happened to me with my wife, she was only 29 at the time when she suffered a ruptured brain aneurysm, and there is like a real lack of understanding into like how this affects people, what the symptoms are, cures. So like if it wasn't into the research that like charities out in brain research have done, I don't think I would have been lucky enough to like for my wife's life to be saved. So again, yeah, like Dom said, it's the care and support these charities give you as well. So like the counselling after, you know, left in the shadows when like these traumatic events happen. So they offer counselling, they speak to you, they put you in touch with other families that have gone through similar things, and obviously deal with the after effects of such things. Like,
yeah, I mean, it's an amazing charity. And like you said, there's so many different stages with these circumstances that they can help with. Where can people donate to you guys, and where can we follow along with your journey when you're doing the challenge?
So we both have Just Given pages, which are linked. So you would just need to search our names. So mine's Dominic Simpson, and then Matthew John, and you would find our Just Given pages. We also have a Instagram page specifically for our run, which is Matthew_Dom_run2London.
To get to London, what is that feeling going to be like?
I think we're both emotional guys, so I think
yeah,
we'll be in a state. I think if we have any energy left, it'll be spent crying. Obviously, we both have young families, so to have our children there, especially at the end, like showing them that no matter like how tough things get, that you can push yourself further than what you like could ever imagine. So for me, it's like just creating memories for them to look back on in the future to say like, my dad done this. What can stop me? Like, do you know what I mean? It's like, it's helped me a lot running, especially during tough times. It's where I find my, like, it's where I get my peace. So, yeah, it's just like inspiring the family. And, like, I think, yeah, just overcome with all sorts of emotions.
Mm-hmm.
And obviously the recovery is going to be great, the amount of food we can get to eat at the end. I'm looking forward to.
And for yourself, Dom?
Yeah, I mean, I completely agree. I've imagined crossing the finishing line a lot. And yeah, I don't know if Math will ever let me hug him, but maybe I'll get one then.
Well, it's an absolutely incredible challenge for such a huge, important cause. Have you got any more comments that you'd like to make for the people of the Vale?
Yeah, so obviously, like, I know everyone's going through tough times. So, like, if you can't donate, like, a share of the story, take some motivation from us. Just when things are hard, you'll be surprised what, like, physical exercise can do for you. It doesn't have to be running, it can be walking. So, yeah, just don't let tough things stop you from getting out there and setting big goals and achieving big things, you know. And keep your family close, because you never know when your life can get flipped upside down. So, yeah, appreciate your loved ones. Get out, get some fresh air. And, yeah, do tough things. Push yourself.
So that was Jasmine there chatting to Matt and Dom. And for me, that's an absolute Herculean task that they're taking on. And it's for a really good cause there. So best of luck to them and all the love and support here from Bro Radio in the challenge that they're doing and for the charity that they're doing it for.
Same old, same bed.
This is your Monday Night Sports Show here at Bro Radio with me, Mike Fowler. And we're coming up to the end of another show here at Bro Radio. But remember, if there's a sports team, sports club or sport that you think I should be talking about, then all you need to do is find us on the social medias or email me at sport@broradio.fm. So that's sport@broradio.fm. And I can come along and have a chat with you about the sport. I could invite you along to Bro Radio headquarters. I could even try out the new sports and grill you about the rules or the laws and how to get around them sometimes as well. But up next on Bro Radio, we've got another fantastic evening show with Patrick.
She's a perfect 10, but she wears a 12. Baby, keep a little 2 for me. She could be sweet 16, busting out of the seams. There's still love in the first degree.
When he's at my game, with a big fat A, you wanna see the smile on my face. And even at my door, with a poor, 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 there ain't no man can replace. 'Cause we love our love in different sizes. I love her body, especially the lies. Time takes its toll, but not on the eyes. Promise me this, take me tonight. If he's extra large, well, I'm in charge. I can work this thing on top. And if he's XXL, well, what the hell? Every penny don't fit the slot.
The anorexic chicks, the model six, they don't hold no weight with me. Well, 8 or 9, well, that's just fine. But I like to hold something I can see. 'Cause we love our love in different sizes. I love her body, especially the lies. Time takes its toll, but not on the eyes. Promise me this, take me tonight. A bottle watch to time your beauty. I've had a bit of second hand.
I've bought a calendar, and every month is taken up by the love of man.
'Cause we love our love in different sizes. I love her body, especially the lies. Time takes its toll, but not on the eyes. Promise me this, take me tonight. Takes its toll, but not on the eyes. Promise me this, take me tonight.
Bro Radio.
Year-end accounts, self-assessment tax returns, VAT returns, PAYE, corporation tax. They all need to add up. So, who better to count on than Blaney Accountancy? Based in Barry, we offer everything a small business needs. And we can help landlords with portfolio tax returns too. For everything from specialist tax advice to practical accountancy solutions.
Blaney Accountancy.
Call Barry 739 329 or see blaneyaccountancy.com.
Glastonbury, the Vale's big live tribute festival, is back for 2026, with 22 amazing tribute acts performing across one massive weekend, with tributes to Pink, Foo Fighters, Tom Jones and Steps on the Saturday, and Coldplay, ABBA, Tina Turner and Queen on the Sunday. Check full listings online. Glastonbury 2026, in association with Synergy Scaffolding, live at Romilly Park on Saturday the 25th and Sunday the 26th of July. Sponsored by forklift specialist Gary Watson Motor Co., CJCH Solicitors and Joe Ferriday Aesthetics. Book tickets now at glastonbury.com.
Ar y trên chwarter i bimp, newydd fod yn siopa gyda rhaeg i brynu dillad newydd am y tro cyntaf ers spel. Teimlo'n ddan fy siaced newydd, mae hi'n gweud dyma be mae pawb yn gwisgo. Oedd hi ddim yn jocan chwaith. Dyma rhyw foi ifanc olygus yn dod ar y trên yn gwisgo rinion siaced. Mae rhaeg yn closo mewn atau a sibrwd, mae'n siwto ti'n well. Dwi'n tynnu molau mewn a gwenu. Trefnidiaeth Cymru, yr ede sy'n clymu Cymru.
On FM,
DAB,
Smart Speaker
and the Bro Radio app.
This is Bro Radio.